Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We are a church that believes the Word of God. We believe it means what it says and says what it means. Are we in agreement? Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, well, bring him up here right now. Right up here on the front row. Sit down, brother, right there. Let me shake your hand. Praise the Lord, yeah. Sit down right there. Sit down right there. Are you his wife? Are you sit down there with him? Okay, do y'all know, as everybody in this church knows, that we've been praying for all these firemen and police officers and everything else. Y'all know that, right? And I hope some of you prayed. Well, this you're a fireman, is that right? And you have some kind of a physical problem, is that right? What is the physical problem?
Stomach
virus, okay. How about you? Are you okay? Parasite, okay. And how about you? You got a thyroid issue. Okay. So, okay. Now let me, since we believe, in other words, I'm going to tell you all something some of you don't even remember. But here a while back, we had about three or four couples or people that had physical problems. And that particular Sunday, I had each one of those people come up and sit in a chair right here in this hallway. We got chairs and we set them right there, and these people sat in these chairs from here to the back row. And then I read some scripture, and we're going to do the same thing today. And then after I read the scripture, and we meditated on the scripture for a minute, I had every male in this church that's a believer in Jesus Christ. Anybody remember this Sunday? If you were a man, I had you come up and walk by and lay your hands on this man and these people, the men and women that were sick. And all you had to do was say, be healed in the name of Jesus. In other words, we're going to add a little bit to that today. We're going to talk about commanding the spirits to leave. I'm going to show you what the scripture says. And then I'm going to do the same thing. We're going to read the scripture, and all of us here are sons and daughters of the Most High God.
Amen.
We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in His Word, and His Word is true. That Sunday that we had, a couple that was sitting here on the front row that sat side by side that had a brain problem.
Had a brain tumor.
Brain tumor. And we prayed, every man in this church prayed over each person, just walked by and said a one-line thing. And I'm going to tell you the very same thing to do today. Everybody in that row that day was healed. Everybody. So we're going to do something like that today. Now then, I'm going to show you what the scripture says about healing and what the way it's supposed to work. Now, first of all, I'm sure that this couple has confessed their sins to the Lord. You ain't living in no kind of known sin, right? Now, as far as you know, you're believing in Jesus and you're walking in love with everybody, and there's no sin in your life, right? You too. Everybody, it says in their husbands, love your wives, says wives, submit to your husbands and all things. And as long as we're meeting the criteria that God laid out, then we can remit sin. And then I want to show you a scripture that what the Lord says, and this is totally, I don't know how, as a Southern Baptist that went to church every time the door was open, and a lot of times when the door wasn't open, I was still there working on the bus or something on the outside, but I was doing something at the church. I never saw a miracle of God until I believed the Word of God means what it says. And when I saw that, then I realized I have things to do. So I'm going to show you that all of us have the authority to forgive sin. So I'm going to show you in John 20:23 where that's at and what it says. So I want you to look, and this is one of the secrets when you start praying for people. You need to make sure that their sin issue is taken care of. Now, Jesus made that, give you and me that privilege in John 20:23, and put it in the King James. I'm not the King James. Put it in the NLT. That one's the simplest. that one verse in the NLT, John 20:23, and I want everybody to look at that verse when they get it up there, and I want you to look at that and tell me what that says. Kim, what does that say?
If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
Okay, now how much simpler could God make it? I mean, how much simpler could he make it? And if you forgive, I mean, that's pretty clear, right? So the reason we're doing this is just in case you forgot something, the two of you, because if we can forgive sin, then we just do a blanket coverage. We remit or forgive all of your sins. If we do that, how many of your sins are going to be forgiven? So see, that takes, everybody understand that. You, and the reason you can forgive sin is because who lives inside of you?
Jesus.
So whenever I look at this young man and his wife, or I look at you, or I look at me, whenever I look, I see Jesus on this earth. So if I want to get somebody's sins forgiven, and Cheryl and I have learned this, and we have prayed for people over the internet, all over this world, and we realize now there's no limitations with God. We've seen people that call us or write us with a fellow family member or whatever that's comatose, can't even talk. Brain. The other day we had one, a little 13 or 14 year old girl in a car wreck, and her brain was swelled, and they put her in an induced coma and said it's going to be days before the brain will go down where that she can be prayed, can be surgery, can be done on her face because it tore up her face so bad. The family contacted Cheryl and I, and we prayed the prayer of faith for that child and commanded that brain swell to go down to normal where they could do the surgery. And in 2 hours after we prayed, the brain was normal size. Now then, when the lady that called us back, she said, Pastor, when you say it is done, you mean it is done. Well, if God said I can do these kind of things, if I say something and say, well, I'm not sure he'll do what he said he will do, you know what God must think about me? Son, if you don't think I can do what I said and exceedingly abundantly above all, I mean, who are we dealing with here, son? Is it God? We're dealing with God, the King of Kings. He's the Lord over this church. He's the Lord over your life. And just like that couple that got healed of that brain tumor, but not only did they get healed, but everybody else got healed. Everybody. So today we're going to do some same things. Now then, first of all, we remit the sins, or we forgive the sins. I want everybody to repeat, I forgive the sins of everybody in this church. Now, is that what God said we could do?
Yes.
So how many of our sins were just been forgiven?
All.
Okay, for right now, we're all clean. When you leave here today, don't go out and start sinning. You know, keep your slate clean. You know, just because we've prayed and the blackboard is now wiped off, now nice and clean, and there's nothing on it, don't go out and start saying, well, I guess I can't do this or I can't do that or, you know, whatever. Because every time you do, you put a black mark on your board. You know, a sin. You don't want any sin. You want to walk clean and pure and holy before God. Is that right?
Amen.
Okay. So now that we know we can do that. Now then, after we have remitted everybody's sins, ours and everybody, how many of us in this room, every sin is covered? Every one of us. If we believe, according to God's word, every one of us right now, this is the cleanest church in town right now. So, I'm serious. This is a serious thing. God takes sin very seriously. You know, obviously he did, or he wouldn't have sent his son to die for us. But he does take that very seriously. Now then, I want to show you, after we've remitted sin, I want us to look at Mark 16:17-18, and I want us to look and see what Mark 16:17 says. When we go, I put that in the King James Bible, Mark 16:17-18. And when we get that up there, I want you to look at it. I want somebody to tell me what that says. What does it say? And these signs, what?
Shall follow them.
Okay, now wait a minute now. And these signs shall follow them that believe.
Yes.
Now then, is this church a believing church?
Yes.
If God said it, are we going to believe it?
Yes.
Okay. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Now then, if I am a believing believer, what sign? What was the first sign he said would follow me?
Cast out devils.
What can I do?
Cast out devils.
Somebody says, you know, a Christian can't have a devil. Oh, yes, you can. You can have a devil, but you don't have to keep him. What opens the door for a devil to come in?
Sin.
When we sin, a devil comes in. We don't have to keep him. Most of us carry those things around the rest of our life. We don't have to let those things in. Jesus says, once we repent of sin, then he says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Are we believers?
Yes.
And what did he say we can do? We can cast out
devils.
So how do you cast out a devil?
You
put your hands on that person and you command the evil spirit to come out and go away and never come back. That's the way you do it. That's the way you don't ever invite one of these things in. You don't go out and watch a movie. You know, that's a murdering type of movie, or Star Wars, or whatever you want to, stuff that's really not nasty stuff. And I mean, there's some nasty stuff out there. I've known of people that have invited Satan in because they didn't know what they were doing after they've been playing with the computer games and the kind of crud that's out there. They do that, and then they get into a place where they say, I invite you, Satan, into my life. I repent of that. I do not invite Satan into my life, but people do. And I've had people, in fact, I know a pastor one time that he went down to an African place, and a witch doctor was having a problem. They're doing something, and he was casting out some, or doing something. I don't know what he was doing, but anyway, this pastor walked up and he saw what this guy was doing, and he said, that's just a demon. You know, he said, that's a demon. I have power over that thing in the name of Jesus. And so that pastor, he left, and as he went to his room that night, he was laying there in the room, and all of a sudden in that room, he smelt this terrible, terrible, terrible smell. And all of a sudden his bed began to shake. And the bed petrified him, you know, just scared his socks off. And the bed shook out into the middle of the room. And then all of a sudden he come to his senses. I'm a son of God. I can cast out demons. The scripture says I can cast out demons. Did it say that? If the scripture says, so you remit your sin and you cast out devils. He said, I just said, devil, in the name of Jesus, I command you to stop shaking my bed. And he said, my bed became solid as a rock. And he said, the smell left. And he said, I thought, Then he thought, you know, that proves the Bible is really true. I do have power over these devils. And then he thought, my bed was over there against the wall a while ago. Now it's out in the middle of the room. So he says, devil, come back in this room right now in the name of Jesus. And he said, the smell came back. Everything happened. He said, now you put my bed back against that wall where it was. And he said, then my bed started shaking. And he said, it put right back over there right where it was. And as soon as it got right where it's supposed to be, I said, now then you can get out and don't you come back in the name of Jesus. And he said, the smell went away again and the shaking stopped and everything. He said, I learned right there on that trip to Africa that I have all power, just like the scripture says. I have all power over Satan. Now let me show you where that scripture is found. Luke 10:19-20. I want you to look at Luke 10:19-20. Now, Jesus did say we can cast out demons. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, if Jesus said we can cast out demons, does he lie?
No.
It's impossible for Jesus to lie. Luke 10:19-20. What does it say?
Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Right. Now, how many of you in here believe that? Now, you see why I'm teaching that? You see, you got to know what we're fixing to do. We're going to get you healed today, son. Today's your day. And we're going to get you healed, young lady. Today's your day. This church believes in the Word of God. We see people get healed here all the time. Every Sunday people get healed here because we believe. Now then, out of the two scriptures, Luke 10:19-20, how much power did God give us?
All.
Behold, I give any authority or power to trample on serpents and scorpions and over All the power. Is that what he said? So if he give you all the power with those spirits, how much power do they have over you? Ain't that good news? That'll get you set free. You know, when you learn that you don't walk in fear, and a man that's got a job like you, you need to know the promises of God, and you need to know to never get into fear, because when you get into fear, you open the door to that enemy. You walk in, I don't care what's there, you do not walk in fear as a fireman or a police officer, nothing. You walk in obedience to the commands of Christ, and you can walk without, in fact, the Psalm 91 deal that Bill's passing out to all the firemen and the police officers and everything else all over the state of Texas right now. When they read that Psalm 91 deal to find out that those men that went to war in World War II that had somebody praying Psalm 91 over them every day, not one single one of those soldiers even got an injury during the entire World War II.
World War I.
Oh, was that World War I? Okay, World War I. But it didn't make any difference. It works for World War II. It works for today. It works all the time. So we want to see now, when we read Luke 10, 19, and 20, one more time, somebody else besides Cheryl, somebody else read that to me out loud. What does that say?
Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that, if you believe that, and it's in God's word, and you need to believe it, then how much power and authority does the devil have over you?
None.
If you're walking in obedience to God's word, you're walking in love, you're walking in faith, you're walking in the belief of the promises of God, the enemy has no power over you. And then after he says these signs, Mark 16, 17, a while ago that we read, that these signs shall follow them that believe, in my name we shall cast out demons. Is that what he said?
Yes.
Okay. If we can cast out demons, then let's go back to Mark 16, 18, the very last line of Mark 16, 18, and I want somebody to read that and tell me what that says. Mark 16, 18, the last line. What does it say?
They shall lay hands.
And you shall what?
They shall recover. Lay hands on the sick.
You shall lay hands.
Yeah.
Now, God made that so hard. I command every spirit of curse to leave this young man. And I have both hands on him, and I command him to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Now then, for his wife, I command every spirit of curse to come out of her and to leave her and to go away. And never, ever any of these spirits come back to this couple ever again. And may they be healed from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet in Jesus' name. Now then, what I want to do, starting with Mike, I want a one-line prayer. I command, according to God's word, I command the spirits of curse to leave you and you and go away and never come back and be healed in Jesus' name. That's all I want you to say. And I want to start right over here, and I want every man in this church that's a born-again believer to get up and come up here and say that over this couple and then go right back to your seat. Come on, Mike. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, we're okay. Yeah, okay, so hold it every night, just 1 minute. I'm going to do this for this girl, and then I want you to come by and do the same thing for this young lady. So now I break every curse over you. I remit your parents' sins, every one of them. Command every spirit of curse to come out of you and to leave you and for you to be completely delivered and completely healed in Jesus' name. Now, is there anybody else that's got a problem? If you've got a problem and you want to be prayed for, I want you to come up here and stand right here. Right here. Let's push her up close to the front. Yeah, we're going to pray over everybody. Okay, so. Okay. Yeah, that's okay. You can stop right there. Okay. Anybody else that needs to be healed, come up and right here behind this young lady. And we're going to come by everybody. Just stand right here. Everybody that needs a healing or whatever, everybody, whatever you got, whatever the problem is, bring this boy up here and hold right here. Put him right here. Okay. Is that everybody now? If you got anything wrong with you today and you want to be healed, you need to be a part of this because you're going to be healed because we're doing what God told us to do in this word. Is that what we're doing? When we're doing what God says, God said He'll heal you. He will do it. So if you have a need, if you got any kind, anything wrong with you, and you need to be prayed for to be healed right now, I want you to come up here. I want you to stand there, and we're, like I say, I started with this young man and his wife over here. But I want every man that to come up here. Mike, you come over here on this side right here. Yeah, y'all come along here and start right over there with him. And I want you to lay your hands on him, command those spirits to leave him and his wife, and then say, command him to be healed in the name of Jesus. And then come right on over and go right down this line right here, plumb out the back. And after you've prayed, you go back to your seat. But I want every one of you to do that. Okay, Mike, your turn. All of us in this room know who the healer is, right? It's Jesus Christ. There is no other, is there, Tony? He is the one and only. And we're doing exactly what our Lord told us to do according to His Word, right?
You are right.
Absolutely. That's why He shows up here so often. And I'm so grateful. Thank you, Lord, for healing all these folks. Thank you, Lord. Pray one for another that you may be healed. That's what we're doing here, praising the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. It don't take a long prayer to see God do something great. Some of the most magnificent things I've ever seen Him do is just a little simple one-line prayer.
Amen. Tracy is really bad. Please include her.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, for Tracy that's not feeling well, we pray over her. We rebuke the spirits, command them to be healed, for Tracy to be healed from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. The scripture says in Matthew 18:19, if two of us agree about anything, it's done. Is that what he said, Franz?
That's what he said.
Amen. So she's healed in Jesus' name. Is that right?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We didn't get to do this much in a Baptist church, did we, Jerry?
No, I never saw it. Never saw it.
We see it in this church,
oh,
don't we?
Absolutely.
And we know it works.
Absolutely.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing everybody today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I guarantee God's Word works, doesn't it?
Amen,
amen. Amen.
It's the power of everything.
Amen. The King of Kings, and He's our brother, our daddy, our comforter, our spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. The Lord, just remember. And after you've prayed, you might just praise Him and thank Him, you know, and just kind of silently or quietly just praise Him. Thank Him for answering your prayer and healing these folks today. Because everybody's going to be healed today. Jesus' words, He's the one who told us what to do. We just do what He says. So we're going to believe and receive healing just like we do every time we do this. Everybody gets healed. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for healing this young lady, our Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Jesus is the healer, isn't He, brother? He's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise the Lord, brother. Glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're all in agreement.
For healing in our pastor, from top of his head to the soles of his feet.
Yes, Lord.
Keep him strong so we can do your work, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Anything that doesn't belong here, we cast it out right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the righteousness in our pastor because he serves a mighty and righteous God.
Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Ted. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You are a sharp, refreshing pastor.
striving to keep beating down the mountains of adversity.
Praise the Lord.
Isaiah 41, that's good stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 41, yeah. What was that, 16 and 17, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's about 10.
Yeah, like that. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Lord, Lord, thank you for healing everybody in this church and this couple. Everybody's prayed for y'all. I want you to say, I believe I am healed. In fact, I know I am healed. But we did it according to God's word, right? So you ain't going to have that problem no more. I want you to say, I know I'm healed, Lord. Thank you, Lord,
for healing me.
In Jesus' name, we're going to walk in love and we are going to be free of all pain and problems from this day forward. Yes. Ain't going to have those pains no more. So when you wake up in the morning, you get up and you feel like a brand new man. Don't say, I can't believe it. You see what I mean? Say, thank you, Lord, I'm healed. Believe. You notice he was very careful in that scripture. He said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. We got to believe. That's the one thing he requires. He's a faith God, and he don't like for us to not believe what he said he could do. So we need to praise him and worship him and thank him. So you're healed, right? And you're healed, right? Okay. Praise the Lord. Yeah, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God is a good Lord. Thank you. Thank you for healing everybody today. Thank you for healing everybody, everybody in this church. Thank you for your Holy Spirit coming through and healing and touching every one of us, healing us and making us whole in the name of Jesus. We believe, don't we, Dave?
Amen.
Amen. We are healed in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing this young lady, Lord. Thank you for healing everybody in this line.
Everybody.
In the name of Jesus.
Everybody.
Everybody. In the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
You remember the lady had the brain tumor we prayed for? Is that right here on the front? Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, God, he's so good.
He's so good.
He is so good. Praise the Lord. Yes, praise him. And praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and take away all of my Cheryl's discomfort, and I remit all of her sins and let her walk holy. Thank you, Lord, for blessing her and taking away all pain. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name, Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Healed, made whole.
Brand new back.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Guarantee. God's word works every time. The reason we did this like this up front, because somebody told me you might not be able to stay, you might have to go or something. So I thought, well, we'll do it first. So that way we know we're going to get you, and we'll do you first. And so this, because we want you to be healed and your wife. And y'all will be, I guarantee. If all you got to do is stand on his word and walk in love, and I guarantee that word works. We've seen it thousands of times. Yeah, in fact. Yeah. Okay. You know, they told me when my granddaughter was laying down there at Cook's Medical Center 15 years ago that it's impossible for her to live. Her brain stem was severed. Her eyes were jerked out of her brain. They said it's impossible, she can't live. I took the word and stood on it. Today she's 19 years old, a beautiful little lady. Don't tell me the word don't work. You got to be too late. Is that right, brother? The word does work. Are we still a clean, pure church?
Yes.
We've captured every bad thought?
Yes.
No thoughts? The Lord says capture every thought, right? In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for delivering these people, every one of them. Deliver them, keep them holy, and thank you for delivering them and healing them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everybody is forgiven, delivered, and healed. Praise the Lord. It can't fail in the name of Jesus. It's amazing what happens when we believe, isn't it, young lady? Praise the Lord, and may you be delivered and healed in Jesus' name. Amen. You believe that?
Yes, absolutely.
Say, thank you, Lord, I'm healed.
Thank you, Lord, I'm healed and I'm delivered.
Can't fail. Cannot fail in the name of Jesus. Yeah. So it doesn't make any difference how he feels, he's healed.
Amen.
We don't go by feeling here. We're led by the Word of God, not how we feel.
Amen.
You know, I have seen people that... when they walked out that door, were just as bad as it was when they came in. By the time they got to their car, they was normal. So you don't never go by what you feel. You go by what the Word says. Did the Word say we can cast out evil spirits?
Yes.
Did the Word say if we lay hands on them, they'll get healed?
Yes.
So is he healed?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Just praise the Lord and thank him that this boy is healed.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. And are you to believe it? You believe you're delivered? And you believe you're healed because I command that spirit to come out and leave you and to go away and never come back. Now then you're healed from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet in Jesus' name. You believe that?
Yes, I do.
Say then, thank you, Lord, I'm healed.
Thank you, Lord, I'm
healed. Say, thank you, Lord, I'm delivered.
Thank you, Lord, I'm delivered.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
From Jesus' name.
From Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Okay, praise the Lord. I command every spirit of infirmity to leave you and go away and never come back. Now, thank you, Lord, for healing this woman. I've laid my hands on her. She's healed and delivered in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You believe all your sins are forgiven?
Yes, sir, I do.
Father, according to the Word, that we command those spirits of curse to leave this young man, go away and never come back. Now, Lord, he's healed because you told us to cast out the spirits and lay hands on the sick and you'll heal them. So, Lord, he's delivered and healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I am delivered.
I am delivered.
Amen. Go sit down, brother. You're good.
Suffering comes in all
praise the name. Praise the name of Jesus. Lord, this lady, she's repented of her sins. We've remitted her sins. We command every spirit of curse to leave her and go away and never come back. Now, thank you, Father. You said to lay hands on her and you'll heal her. So, Lord, thank you for delivering and healing this young lady. In Jesus' name, amen. Say, thank you, Lord. I'm delivered.
I'm healed.
Can't fail. Amen.
It is done.
Go do something good for Jesus. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command every spirit of curse to leave this woman. You redeemed her from the curse, so those spirits are gone and they never come back. Now, Father, you told us to cast out the spirits and lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So, Lord, she's recovering and healed. In Jesus' name, amen. Say, thank you, Lord, I'm healed.
Thank you, Lord, I'm healed.
Amen. Praise God. I command the spirits of curse to leave you and go away and never come back. Now, Lord, you told me to cast out the spirits and lay hands on the sick and you would heal them. So she's delivered and healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you believe it? Say, thank you, Lord. I'm healed. I'm delivered in Jesus' name. Okay? Amen. Go do something good for Jesus. Okay? Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise you and thank you for this young lady. I thank you for delivering her and healing her and making her whole from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. She is now delivered and made whole. But we did exactly what you told us to do in your word. So she's your daughter, so we know you've healed her because your answers or promises are always yes and amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Do you believe you're healed?
Yes.
Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise
and
the Lord.
I want you to be blessed, too.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Well, I am.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank
you. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you. Father, I command these spirits of infirmity to leave this woman, go to the abyss, and never come back. Never. In Jesus' name, she's now delivered, and you told me to lay hands on her and you'd heal her. So we commanded the spirits to leave, and they had to leave. So now she's set free. In Jesus' name, amen. Say, so thank you, Lord, I'm healed.
Lord, I'm healed.
You believe it?
Yes.
Okay. Go sit down. Praise the Lord. You're good to go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, I command those spirits of infirmity to leave her and go away and never come back. Now, Lord, I got my hands on her. She's healed.
I'm healed.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm praying for Miss Bobby.
For who?
Miss Bobby.
Oh, we, okay, Miss Bobby, Lord, we praise you and thank you. You said the two of us on earth agree.
Yes, Lord.
It's done. So, me and Jerry, we agree that Miss Bobby is healed in Jesus' name.
Back in church. Yes, Father.
You can call her and tell her we put her in the prayer line.
That we did.
And you agreed in prayer.
About 40 people prayed.
Absolutely.
A little soon here. I didn't see the line going forward here a bit. Yeah.
That's okay. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray for them all, ain't we, brother?
We'll pray for them all.
Yeah, amen. We serve the living God. He is the healer. Praise the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you for delivering us and healing us in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pray. The Lord clearly said in His Word, pray one for another that you may be healed. Is that what He said, Jerry?
Amen, Thurman.
And He means that, doesn't He?
He
meant business. Yes, he does. He meant business. I mean, I just think about if I was going to talk with a man of integrity and I knew that his word was going to be true, you would be one of those men. And you're just a man.
I'm just a man.
So if I can trust you like that, I should surely be able to trust God in his word, right?
Absolutely.
Amen. So it's amazing when we pray for people, touch people in his name or whatever, and see him show up. It's just amazing to watch God work.
Thurman, we had to see this through your eyes first.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Didn't see it when we first.
No.
Okay.
But you've seen it now.
Yes,
and just like Camille, I've heard her say several times, we can't go back to the old way.
No.
It's impossible once you see God work. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for that baby.
Yes, sir.
Heal that little guy. It's a girl.
Lawson boy. A boy.
Oh, it's a boy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, heal that little boy, Lord, and make him a great man of God. We claim that little guy's spirit, soul, and body for you and service under your kingdom forever. Thank you, Lord, for Miss Jackie and her love for her family. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord use that boy mightily. Yes, absolutely. Praise the Lord. Amen, brother. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm the end of the line.
End of the line.
I think. Father, in the name of Jesus, for this lovely lady, as daughter of yours, I command these spirits of curse to leave her and to go away and to never come back. Now, Lord, you told me to lay hands on her and you would heal her. So we've commanded the spirit to leave, and we've laid hands on her. So she is healed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Put them on my ears.
What, honey?
Put them on my ears. I'm having trouble the last few weeks really hearing properly.
I command those spirits of deafness to leave you and to go away and for your ears to be opened and unstopped and your ears hear perfect in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, do you believe you're healed? Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing your people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now then, so that some of the new people, some of the new people that haven't heard all these wonderful testimonies, I would like for everybody that comes to this church that has been healed at this ministry of something, I would like for you to just stand up and say, I have been healed.
Healed.
Wow. Look at that, huh? And hey, there you go. You're a believer. Thank you, Lord. We serve an awesome God. Awesome God. Praise the Lord. So, Lord, we thank you that you're the mighty King. You're the Lord of lords and God of gods. You're the one that cleanses us and purifies us and makes us holy. And Lord, we just give you all the praise and the glory for healing us and delivering us and renewing our youth like the eagles. And thank you, Lord, that you are getting stronger every day. Thank you, Lord, that we realize what we can have, what we say with our mouth, if we believe it with our heart. And so, Lord, thank you that we are young and healthy and strong and we can do all things in Christ. So, Lord, thank you for blessing us with a long, healthy life on this earth that we may be able to be used of you for your glory. And Lord, as we stand in your presence, We want to thank you for the Psalm 91 books and things that Bill's passing out to all these people. I thank you, Lord, for all these men that I can see. We just started this, and already this is into the hundreds and thousands of men that have received these things, and we're praying for their protection. And Lord, we want to pray for, we want people, we want you to move on our hearts that we will pray for all of these men and women every day on a regular basis, that we will pray. And then Lord, one day, and maybe in a couple of years from now, somebody will come back and say, you know, we haven't had a single police officer or a fireman injured. What did these people do different? We had so many men damaged and shot and injured and everything else. But in the last couple of years, we have not only have we not had one lose his life, but we've not even had one to be injured. So what in the world did they do? And they find somebody, and a police officer or a fireman or whatever, and he says, I read Psalm 91 over myself every day before I go to work. I'm a fireman. I read Psalm 91 every day before I go to work. And so therefore, by reading Psalm 91, it promises me protection and blessing. And that's what I'm doing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Now then, this will not only work for me, it'll work for you. So just like I told y'all the other day, when I used to be the manager of a large corporation down here at DFW Airport, after a few years of me being the manager, they come in and they said, we don't understand what happened. Your department is prone to have accidents, but your department has no injuries, no accidents, no loss of life, nothing. We want to know what you're doing different. And I said, I pray over my men every day in Jesus' name. And they said, it couldn't be just because you're praying. I said, oh, yes, it can too. Because now then we have all this information to back us up. And you'll find out in your own life, if you'll pray Psalm 91 over your own life every day you'll find out that your day will go better. Yes. Things will go better. Quote the Word of God over your life and over your children, you know, so that your children won't be injured and you won't be injured. And we just, can you imagine that 5 years from now, if somebody gets on secular television and says, we have a testimony we want to show. We had 50 officers from all different branches all over the state of Texas that have come in and said, since they started reading Psalm 91 every day, we have not had a single injury or a loss of life for the last 5 years. That make a guy not quite so afraid to go to work, would it? If you knew God was in charge, and when you know He's in charge, and He is in charge, if you'll quote that word, that's the secret, the word. The word is what heals you. He sent His word and delivered you. He sent His word and healed you. You got to know the word and everything. So, Lord, we just give you praise one more time, and we thank you for being our King, our Lord, our God, our healer, our deliverer, our provider, and you are the mighty God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Cheryl's got a couple little, either a letter or a testimony or something here that she wants to read to you. Now, all of you that believe you're healed, you're healed.
Amen.
You got to believe. So all you got to do is believe, and it's a done deal.
Okay, for those that were here, a lady from San Diego came here. She was 70. She came here a couple of weeks ago and got baptized. And the reason she came all the way from San Diego was because she was from Vietnam. She was from a very rich family, but at the age of, both her parents were rich, but at the age of nine, her parents split up. The mother took the five children, whatever it was, and they became very poor, and the families didn't help them anymore. Finally, she was baptized as a Catholic, but then she came over to America, and through the poverty and everything that had happened in her life, she thought she was going to be a Catholic nun. She went toward that, and then found out that she didn't get along with the nuns. And so then she met a Hindu instructor who helped her to forgive her father and things that were in her life. And then after that, she met a Buddhist instructor, and she became a Buddhist nun for the last 40 years. Well, the last 7 years of her life, and she was born with scoliosis, and the last 7 years of her life, she was bedridden and in excruciating pain. And she went to her sisters in Washington, or I think it was, and her sister Googled for healing, and she got Thurman. And so she downloaded a bunch of his teachings, and Schmitty started listening to the teachings within two, and she said just to stand up, it took her 5 minutes to stand up, and the pain was so terrible. Just to get back in bed, it took 5 minutes to be able to sit down to get in bed. If she rolled just a half inch to one side, it was just the worst pain ever. And so she said she started listening, and in 2 to 3 weeks, the pain started subsiding, and then there were still muscle spasms and things, and it took about a year for the rest of it to go. But she went back, she became a Christian, she left the Buddhist monastery, and she started listening and reading her Bible. And so she called here, and she wanted to talk to him, and she wanted to come here, and so he's to be baptized. And he said, well, you know, you can get baptized in church out there. And she said, no, because I got healed through you and your teachings. I want to come here. So she came, and she was going to raise the money or whatever to get the airplane and everything to get here. Okay, she comes here. She gives her testimony. She gets baptized. And so then when she leaves, as she's leaving or getting ready to leave, people start handing money to me and Kim starts taking the money back. She got a lot of money that day. She got a lot of money. Praise the Lord for all your generosity. Okay. Well, she wrote this card to all of you. With special thanks, this extra special thank you note sent to you today holds more appreciation than any words can say. For you're among the nicest people I have ever known, and you'll never be forgotten for the thoughtfulness you've shown. Thanks for everything. Dear, she wrote this February 23rd. Dear brothers and sisters, I was deeply touched when I heard you prayed over the money that you contributed for me to be multiplied. Thank you so much. You are so kind, thoughtful, and sweet. I pray to the Lord to help me use your money as a means to multiply my faith and trust in Him. I desire to have total and complete faith and trust in Him that I don't have yet. I also would like to become a prayer warrior. Right now, I am surrounded by unbelieving believers. At times, it was very difficult. My plan is to keep the money you gave only for the purpose of going to visit the Living Savior Church to recharge myself. I know, isn't that great? If I carefully plan ahead of time to book for airfare on sale and join Airbub for low-cost accommodation and sign up for an account with Uber Taxi, the money you gave will be enough to come again more than one time. Amen. I need ways to nourish my spirit and my aspiration. Please pray for me. When I come again, I would love to have a chance to meet each and every one of you. I would like to get to know you and hear your testimonies. That would be very nourishing for me. I listen to Pastor Thurman's teaching almost every day. I got to hear many testimonies, though meeting and hearing from the real people makes a big difference. Until I see you again, please accept my deep gratitude for your generous, loving hearts. May the Lord bless you and your family. May He keep you always in good health. Praise the Lord. Shmriti Lee.
Amen.
Praise God.
Wow.
Okay. I had something that happened, and I asked him if I should tell you about it. Thursday morning, I went to bed about 5. I worked till 2 and then went and did donation and bank and everything. And so I went to bed at 5. At 6:30, I sat straight up in bed. It wasn't a nightmare. I wasn't screaming or anything like that. I sat straight up in bed, and this big lion came through the door and went to the side where Thurman is on. And then, of course, you know, it was gone I believe it was gone at that point. I mean, it was like a big lion. And so I went, whoa, Lord. I said, that's a big lion. I said, you know, I see things, and I've seen bears in our room and things in our bedroom. And the bears, I knew, were protection. I wasn't the big Kodiak bears, some standing, some walking. But, you know, I wasn't afraid. I wasn't afraid of this lion either. It just startled me. You know, I was a little bit startled to see a big lion, and he came on this side. Anyway, I kind of took my phone and kind of shined the light over there, and there wasn't anything there at that point after I'd seen him. So I guess you looked up on the computer for me. Well, before that, though, so I'm talking to the Lord about it. I said, okay, Lord, you know, the lion, the tribe of Judah, that's what it was, okay? So the next morning, he wakes up, and I tell him, a big lion came into our room. And, you know, it went right by you. And he said, well, and before I went to sleep, I pray protection on he and me and the dog and the kids and the grandkids and everybody who lives here and works here in the church. And, you know, I put warring angels and waves of fire and white light protection. I do a lot of stuff for a lot of people before I went to sleep. So he said, well, that was Jesus. And he said, he was showing that he was protecting me. And I said, yes, and we're one. So... And so he was protecting me too. Anyway, so Yeshua and I went and looked it up, or she looked it up actually, and after I told them the story. And it was protection, it was strength, it was overcoming. And so the lion was, that was the meaning for it. So we're overcoming at this church, we have strength, and we are all protected in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I got to tell you this, for those of you that may or may not know this story. I always love to go back and recap a story. You know, when we prayed like we did today by going around and getting everybody involved. And here's the thing. When everybody prays, when people come back next week and say, I got healed, somebody say, who prayed for you? Who prayed for you? How many prayed for you? A whole bunch. So you can't give no credit to none of us, can you? So when you get healed on a deal like this, we know who did it. Now, when it was Mike and Gracie over there praying at home, whenever Mike had been down with his back for years, she prayed, but it was just two of them. And so when she prayed and everything, Mike got healed just like that. But when Kim got healed her back, she had back trouble. She wouldn't even come up for prayer. So that day I did it different. I said, the Lord spoke to me that day and told me to have everybody that had pain in her body to come up on the platform. Well, there was about 20 or 25 people come up there. But Kim had all kinds of pain in her body. But she was afraid. That was her first time there. And she was afraid that I would push her down. And she didn't want to fall. So she wouldn't come up. So by not coming up, but yet being back there in the back after we got through praying for everybody, which again took a couple of hours. After we prayed for everybody that day, when she got up to move, she realized for the first time in years, no pain.
7 years.
And 7 years had no pain, and still, and after all these years, that's been 10 years ago, isn't it?
Over 10.
And you've had no pain since, right?
Praise the Lord.
So when Jesus heals you, he does a good job, doesn't he?
Yes.
And Mike, when Jesus heals you, you don't have no more pain either, do you?
Amen.
Wow. Now, the thing that I like about both all of it, I mean, y'all, if you've been around me very long, you know I'm really frugal. Jesus never did send me a charge, a bill for healing Kim or Tim or Mike or none of them. He never does send a bill, does he?
No.
He makes house calls and they're free.
Amen.
And don't you love that?
Yeah.
And Miss Paula, you didn't get a bill either, did you?
No.
No. But she'd been sick for, 20 years? 20 years she'd been sick. And after she got healed, well, no bill. Jesus does house calls. Does he want to heal his people?
Yes.
Yes. Does he want us to believe? Yes. That's what he wants. So now then, Dave's already talked about communion, so we're going to pass out the communion stuff, and we're going to do communion here right quick. And praise the Lord. Yeah, just think. I was just talking with Jerry and Camilla back there a while ago. And, of course, Jerry and Camilla, when I met them, it was a divine appointment. I was teaching a couples class in a Baptist church over here in Justin when they come over to see their children, they had some children with grandchildren, and when they came over that day, they didn't want to go into the young people's class, so they came to the older couple's class, which was the one I was teaching, and they came in, they sat and listened. We didn't have, the Bible study class wasn't too terribly unusual, I don't think, that day. So in other words, this is a new couple. But anyway, they left and they went home after the church was over. And when they went home, well, then that afternoon I called and talked to them about coming back again or see if they had any questions or whatever. And so we talked for a long time, maybe 30 minutes or an hour. It was a long time. And when they got through, Camilla, his lovely wife, said, "Jerry, who were you talking to?" And he said, "Oh, that Sunday school teacher that was at the church." He said, "What did he say?" She said, he said, I'm not even going to tell you because you wouldn't believe what he said. Something like that. Wasn't that true, Jerry?
I told her you were crazier than 16
Hoodies. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, Jerry said I was crazier than 15 hoodals. How many?
16.
16?
Yep.
16. Okay. But now then, you know the truth, don't you, Jerry? Boy, I am a holy roller. I will have to say. I am so glad I'm a holy roller, aren't you? I love Jesus. I teach his word. I will have to say, you know, that while they're passing out the elements, I remember to talk about faith and how it works. Of course, I have since taught many things, but one day, Jerry used to do a lot of work for me down at DFW Airport. He had his own company, and he'd done a lot of work for me. And one of the other guys that I knew, there was a really good Baptist guy, too. And he came in one day, and I started talking to him about these same things, and he also sat and listened. But when he would walk out of the door, you know, somebody said, "That guy in there has lost his mind. This guy is crazy. He thinks he can lay hands on the sick, and they'll get well." I said, "He's crazy." And so anyway, one day I had that contractor was going to do some welding for me, and I was in early that morning, and about 7 o'clock, the guy came in and said, "Thurman, I'm so sorry, but my man that was going to do the welding, he can't do it." I said, "Oh, I've already got everything planned out." I said, "Why can't he?" He said, "He has a migraine headache." I said, "Well, did you pray for him?" "No, I didn't pray for him." I said, "What? I thought you told me you were a Baptist." "I am. I go to Baptist church every Sunday." "Well," I said, "don't you believe that when the Word of God says pray one for another, it means what it says?" "Well, yeah, but Thurman, you know, not really." I said, "Yeah." I said, "What's his name?" He told me, and I said, "Okay." I said, "It's just a demon, and it's done this to him, and so I'm going to kick this demon out." I said, "You devil of hell, I command you to come out of him and leave him and never come back now in Jesus' name." I said, "Now, then, you believe my prayer?" He said, "Well, yeah, oh, of course I do." I said, "Okay, good. Go call him, tell him to come to work." He said, "Thurman, are you crazy?" I said, I thought you said you believed the prayer." "Well, I did." I said, "Then I prayed that the demon would go and he'd be healed now so he can come to work." He said, okay. So he goes out there and he calls this guy and he says, "Mark, you may not believe this, but you know the guy that's the manager over here where we're going to do the work, Thurman Scrivener?" He said, "Yes, sir." He said, "How's your headache?" He said, "It's terrible." He said, "Well, he just told me that when I called you and told you it was gone, it would be gone." And he said, "My God, it just left. It just left." He said, "I have no headache." He said, "You mean to tell me that it did really go away?" He said, "Sir, it did." He said, "I'll be there in 15, 20 minutes." So he got up and come in there and he walked in my door and he says, "I'm looking for Thurman Scrivener." I said, "Well, sir, that's me." I said, "What do you need?" He said, "My boss called me a while ago and said you prayed for me, and the minute he told me, my headache went away." And he said, "My migraine headache is gone." He said, I'm healed. I said, "Well, go get your stuff and go to work." See, that's faith.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's
whenever you pray for somebody, you believe, right? And when you pray and you believe, God always shows up. Now, if your God is real, like mine and Bill's, our God's real, isn't he, Bill? I mean, he's real. And so if you know that you serve a real God, when you pray, what can he do, Miss Paula? Anything exceedingly abundantly above and beyond, right? Okay, do we have all the communion, everything? We're done? Oh, we're all passed out. Okay. Praise the Lord. Take the bread. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're grateful that that bread shows that by your stripes we was healed or we are healed. It's done in Jesus' name. And we eat the bread. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The most powerful thing in the universe, the blood, cleanses us and purifies us from all sin. We have remitted everybody's sin in here, so right now this church is clean. Yes. Keep it that way this week, right? Yes. Walk in love. Don't let the devil get in there. Be clean and pure. And so we drink the juice. Praise the Lord. Now I think these young people are going to pick up your cups.
I don't know there's any young people here.
Oh, it may not be. Okay, pass them to the center.
There are real young people here.
When the young people are not here, the older people can handle it. We're just... Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now then, when they get that all passed out for you, you know, if anybody that does need any extra counseling or talking to or word or whatever, you're welcome to stay. I'm my prayer warriors, which... my prayer warriors, if y'all would all stand up, every one of you, see them back here in the back, they're all standing. These are my prayer warriors. If you need to ask questions or something, we will be happy. We'll be here as long as you need something. And if you don't need anything, well, you will be dismissed to either shop around and get you some CDs or DVDs. All the CDs and DVDs are free. You can take as many as you want. Give them to your friends. Pass them out. And I guarantee if you'll listen to these CDs and DVDs, if you'll listen to them, they will change your life. Amen. I guarantee you, they will change your life. They will tell you exactly what God said he would do in the Word. And that's what we like, because if we do what he says, I mean, he does wonderful things, does he not? Amen. He's an awesome God. So, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the privilege of knowing you as our Lord and Savior. We thank you that you're the King of kings and the Lord of lords and God of gods. And I just give you praise and glory and honor and thanksgiving that you wrote this book and you give this book to us and told us to do what it says. And when we do, that you will forgive our sins, you'll heal, you'll deliver our bodies, and you'll heal us. And Lord, we thank you for doing that for us. And thank you that all your promises are yes and amen every time. You never say no to your obedient, believing children. So I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Oh, if you want to give a donation to the ministry, there's a gray box over there on the wall. But we don't take up an offering. But all the CDs and DVDs are free. Take anything you want. So you're dismissed. Praise the Lord. We'll see you next Sunday. Praise the Lord.